This is episode number 35, Healthy and Fit Desserts with Steve Jordan. Welcome to Growth Mindset University. My name is Jordan Paris, 20-year-old author and host of this show. And with this show, it is my mission to bring you empowering people and messages to help you learn anything and take control of your life while fulfilling your vision of success. Thanks for spending some time with me today, and school is now in session. Welcome, welcome, friends. This is an episode that I did with Steve Jordan. Steve is the celebrity fitness trainer that I've brought onto the show scores of times now. This is probably his fourth or fifth time in 35 episodes. A regular of the Growth Mindset University podcast, if you have not been listening here. But if you have been listening for the past couple of months, then you know him well. So I won't spend too much time introducing him. You can go back to later episodes if you're really curious. All right, so what do we do today in today's episode? Well, I shouldn't even say today, because actually this is an episode that we did about 2 or 3 months ago when we were together, when he was visiting from LA, but I had never put it up on this podcast. He put it on his, I didn't put it on mine. But anyway, healthy and fit desserts. So him and I both have sweet tooths. We love our sweets, but we also love to look and feel our best. We're all about being healthy and fit. It's how you produce the most outstanding results in your life. It's how you maximize your potential. To maximize your potential, you got to maximize your health. And you got to live a little, though, too. So this episode is going to, we go back and forth with, we each have, I believe, 5 different healthy desserts that we eat pretty regularly. The format goes like this. I say something, I rattle off one of mine from my list and I talk about it, and then he will rattle off something from his list and he'll talk about it, and then back and forth and back and forth, and it's just quick and concise. And without further ado, we will get right to it.
Happy to have my guest, friend, and colleague, Jordan Paris, back with me today. And Jordan and I are in sunny Florida, and we decided, because we both love dessert, what are the healthy and fit desserts that you can have that aren't as bad for you? Because we eat them almost every time I see him, we're talking about dessert. And after we eat a meal, we're like, what's for dessert? Right, Jordan?
Sweet tooth. Yeah.
Yeah, we both have sweet tooths, and people are always asking me, you know, especially after they look at my body and my six pack, they say, you don't eat dessert. Oh, yes, I do. But I eat healthy and fit desserts. So we're going to give you some of our favorite healthy and fit desserts that you can use and take, and it will be tasty, maybe not right from the get-go, because your taste buds will have to adjust, especially if you're not eating really healthy right now, but I promise you in due time you will adjust to it and you'll enjoy them as much as we do. So I'm going to have Jordan start off with the first snack, healthy and fit snack that he enjoys.
Sure. These are like Reese's peanut butter cups, but they're almond butter cups.
Mm-hmm.
They're called, and I have it right here in front of me, you can hear the wrapper. Chocolate almond butter cups. Hail Mary is the brand. Freedom to indulge is the saying. So they look exactly like Reese's peanut butter cups, but the ingredients are organic maple syrup, almond butter, almond flour, dark cocoa, and organic virgin coconut oil, and then sea salt. And that is it. Super healthy, super tasty. I have about 3 of these per day.
He's a little out of control.
I'm kind of out of control.
I see him eating them first thing in the morning.
I have them for breakfast every day.
I know. And so I don't recommend that. So If you're having a sweet tooth, don't make it be first thing in the morning. Do something else healthier than that. But these are awesome. And I have to say...
10 grams of sugar.
Yeah, in Florida, I didn't anticipate getting those or even seeing those here, because when I get them back in Los Angeles, I get them at this grocery store called Air One, which is like Whole Foods on steroids. And Whole Foods has them sometimes, not all the time. And they're like $6 a packet. And Jordan found them here.
These are $2 per two cups. And, you know, it's not bad at all.
No.
I'll buy the whole box and it'll be $20.
It's amazing.
So I do every time. I buy the whole box and people look at me like...
Yeah, it's a great deal here. And he gets them at a Pavilion. So that's a normal grocery store that's there. You just got to look for it. We'll put the link in the show notes.
Yeah.
My first choice that I have on my list is a dark chocolate bar, and it's 88% cacao, it's vegan, gluten-free, and it helps endangered species. It's called the Endangered Species Dark Chocolate, 88% cacao. I get it at Whole Foods. You can get it also at almost any grocery store. I've seen it in a lot of different places. It's made with, again, 88% cacao. It's Rainforest Alliance certified cacao. It's a non-GMO certified, it's gluten-free, and it's 100% natural. And it has an ethical trade. The Endangered Species Chocolate buys the cacao from small family-owned properties, helping to sustain the habitats and the communities in which they exist. I think that's a really cool reason to eat chocolate this way. It is so rich and so tasty that I don't need a whole lot. The whole bar has only 8 grams of sugar. That's it, the whole bar. And I only eat a little piece. Probably, they're broken up into little sections. There's probably, I think, 6 sections in half of a bar. So I have one section, one little piece that's probably a half an inch by half an inch, and I'm completely satisfied. Sometimes when I'm feeling really wild and crazy, I have a little bit of almond butter on it. So I take a scoop of almond butter and I put it on top of it, and it's so good. So that's a great way to have a little bit of chocolate when you have a chocolate sensation or a need to have some. So that's what I want.
What did you say the brand was?
The brand is called the Endangered Species Dark Chocolate. 88% cacao. They have actually a variety of different flavors. The 88% cacao is the most rich in cacao, and there's other ones they have. I know coffee beans in some of them. There's sea salt in other. There's almonds in some. There's mint in others. They usually have a whole section with probably at least 6 or 8 different varieties. Mm. But the 88% cacao is the one that I'm recommending.
Right on.
Has less sugar.
Right on. I'll share my favorite chocolate bar then as well.
Go for it.
It's called Back to Human, and I get them at Whole Foods. I'm sure you can get them at some other grocery stores. And, you know, I don't have the bar right in front of me, but it only has like 2 ingredients or 3 ingredients, and, you know, most of the flavors and the different flavors they have the mint, they have mint chocolate, they have hazelnut butter, and it's inside the hazelnut butter one, it's just so rich. Like, it seems like such fresh hazelnut butter. It's almost like almond butter, but it just complements the chocolate so well, and it's just moist and rich, and it's awesome. The hazelnut butter Back to Human bars, and then there's a banana crunch one, you know, with like banana pieces in there, and there's, you know, a couple other ones too. Unfortunately, those are like $6 a bar. So when I want to go a little cheaper, it's called Lindt Excellence. I think that's the brand, LINDT. And those are like $2.50 a bar, I believe, and a lot less sugar as well. I can get 85% cacao bars, and, you know, it'll have like 8 grams of sugar in the whole bar, which is totally fine. The Back to Human bars have like 16 grams, but it's totally okay a couple times a week.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the idea here is that there's a lot of variety. Wherever you live, wherever you're hearing this podcast, just check in your local grocery store. And look, I think the An amount to start with. If you're not used to having cacao, it probably might shock you. It might be a little sour and bitter. So you might need to gradually increase that. My recommendation is to start with maybe somewhere around 70%, 75%, and work your way up towards 88%. I don't think I've ever seen anything more than 88 or 90% cacao.
Yeah.
So anywhere around that baking chocolate is the highest.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's not something that you want
to
eat.
That's not for this podcast.
Definitely not. So that's our recommendation for those chocolate lovers.
Mm-hmm.
What's your next one?
Oh, Jordan? My next one. Okay. We'll roll right into that. Another, I mean, I'm all about chocolate. I love chocolate.
Yeah, me too.
So my favorite protein bar, I don't really have many protein bars because most of them are kind of junky. But I have these, and you have them too. You and I have way too many of them. Bulletproof bars.
Yes, bulletproof, I love the bulletproof bars.
Yeah, collagen protein. Great for our joints and our muscle tissue. Great for healing and repairing those things.
Our skin as well.
Yeah, our skin.
Everything is made. Anything made of protein has collagen.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a great little chocolate bar with 11 grams of protein and 3 grams of sugar. They have mint chocolate chip as well.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. They have the cookie dough,
mm-hmm.
which I don't like that much. They have vanilla and they have lemon. The vanilla is good. I don't know if you've tried the lemon.
I don't really like the lemon shortbread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about that.
I like them all. I change them up. When I buy them, I buy every one. And I just get the variety. But in Whole Foods, where I only see the vanilla shortbread, and then the lemon one, they have the brownie one too.
They do.
Yeah. But when you order the cookie dough or the mint, you can only get it on their website.
I'll tell you what, it was a big surprise. I go to Whole Foods every week, maybe twice a week sometimes. They never, ever have anything other than vanilla and chocolate. Now they have. They got the mint chocolate chip.
Oh, they do.
So that's why I was able to get them this week.
Excellent.
That's why I had a couple.
Cool. They don't have those yet in LA.
Yeah.
I'm going to look out for them, though, because I like getting them when I go to the grocery store. My wife is always like, why are you picking up a couple more? You got like 4 boxes at home. I'm like, well, I don't know. Just in case I run out. It's an impulse buy.
Yeah, totally.
Awesome. Great. Well, I am going to tell you about my second one, which is also chocolate. Cacao. I grew up drinking chocolate milk, Quick. So do you remember Quick with the bunny?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I drank those. Those were great.
They were great, but they're terrible for you. They're terrible. And I didn't know that then. And maybe even if I did, I probably wouldn't have chosen this. But now I have cacao almond milk. And what I do is I make it fresh. And I pour about 12 ounces of almond milk into my blender, my Vitamix. And I prefer New Barn almond milk. It has very little additives in it, mostly just almonds and water. And I put 1 tablespoon of Sunfood Superfood cacao in there, which again is a very high grade quality superfood. And I add a little bit of stevia to taste, just a little bit of sweetness, because again, that cacao can have a little bit more of a pungent, sour flavor. And then I blend it up. And I've got a great chocolate almond milk drink that I find very satisfying. It doesn't taste like that Quick one that I had when I was a kid, but it's satisfying. It totally satiates me, and it gets rid of my chocolate craving, and it's actually pretty good for me.
Mm.
Actually really good for me.
Yeah.
Cacao has antioxidants.
Especially.
It's a superfood.
Yeah.
And the almond milk, it's got protein. Mm. So I've got something that my body is using. Feels great.
That'd be awesome as a replacement for coffee, honestly, in the morning. I think if people are drinking way too much coffee,
what a great idea.
You know, I mean, chocolate still has a little bit of caffeine in it, about like a quarter of the amount of coffee, so great alternative right there.
That's good. Awesome. Yeah. I love that. Great idea.
Mm-hmm. That's why I always have chocolate in the morning.
You do? Yeah. Okay, cool. Good. All right. Now I know why you do. I'm giving a little more forgiveness.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So my next one isn't as healthy, but it's better. It's a better alternative. And this is something you and I introduced it to you in LA last summer. You had no idea what it was, which is crazy. Halo Top ice cream.
Because I'm used to the rich, like, Ben and Jerry's ice cream that I used to eat all the time.
And now they have that Halo Top storefront in the Century City Mall, which is gorgeous.
Yeah,
in
Los Angeles.
Awesome.
So cool. Soft-serve ice cream. And that's how popular this got. They, I think, were the first ones to put the low-calorie, low-sugar, very, very minimal content in their ingredients in their ice cream and made it just taste as good.
It tastes better, honestly, I think.
Mm.
And now, along with what you were saying, Breyers even is starting to... We were in Publix last night, and there was Breyers trying to do it.
Totally. And
they did a great job.
They did a great job. I had the mint one, and it was only 310 calories for the entire pint.
Yep.
Where normally, if you eat Ben and Jerry's, it's usually, I think, 4 serving sizes in a pint, and it's 310 calories per serving.
Yeah, and it's over 100 grams of sugar.
Yeah, and tons of fat, and just, it's not good for you.
And drugged up, you know, dairy, and so this is a lot better. And the way they kind of get away with it, they use sugar alcohol in as well as regular sugar. So in this serving here, and there's 4 of these, I'm looking at, they're in birthday cake flavor, which is my favorite flavor, 6 grams of sugar and 5 grams of sugar alcohol, which is perfectly fine. It's that erythritol. I don't even know how to say it, but it's totally healthy. Your gut actually likes it. The good bacteria in your gut love it, and it helps feed them and nurture them. So that's all well and good. And your body kind of treats it, you know, regular sugar, it'll just burn it off right away. Sugar alcohol is actually going to last a little longer. It's going to be a little longer term energy.
Yeah, you'll be more satiated. You won't go through the dips and dives in your glycogen levels, so you won't be craving more sugar later.
Yeah.
Awesome.
What's your next one?
My next one are my homemade protein popsicle ice cream sticks. Yeah, and Jordan, when he was out to L.A. over a few months ago, enjoyed those. My wife and I make them on occasions. And what I do is when I'm making a protein smoothie, I typically add almond milk and water. I add ice, maybe 1/4 of a banana for some texture and sweetness. I add almonds. I will add almond butter. I add my protein powder, which is usually my bulletproof collagen protein and or a plant-based protein. And then I might add as well maybe some cacao nibs, or I might add, what else do I put in there? Maca, which is a superfood. It's a plant root. And I blend it up and I make a little extra and I pour them into these molds that are popsicle molds, and I put them in the freezer and I leave them there. I've got usually 4 in there at a time. So when I get a sweet tooth and a craving for something cold, especially in the summer months, I just grab one of those popsicle sticks and they're basically my protein powder and my protein smoothie. And I enjoy it. It's tasty. It's sweet. It just does it perfectly. It makes me completely satisfied.
You're getting my wheels turning in my head right now. I'm kind of thinking of some ideas for me to do at home.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's a great, easy solution. You can do anything with it. That's what I love about it, is the variety. You can have so many different kinds, and it costs nothing. Zero. You can get it on. My favorite one that we use is called Leku, L-E-K-U-E. It's a 4-unit stackable ice lollipop mold, and it's found on Amazon. Right. And it's $16 for 4 molds. So they're easy to make, super simple, no frills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got some of the molds on Amazon. I was making my own protein bars for a while with a food processor. I got out of practice with that because it
takes up a little bit of time.
It takes a very long time, and it's really a hassle.
But what I love about these popsicle sticks, it takes no time. If they're there and they're available and they're not in the freezer, you just make a little extra protein powder and shake, and you put it right in.
Yeah.
You're done.
I'm going to have to get on it.
Yeah.
My next thing isn't too much of a dessert, but I am in love with this right now. These milked walnuts. I actually grabbed the almond one by accident, but the walnut one is downstairs in the fridge, and it's super sweet. You know, they add a little bit of organic cane sugar to it, and you know, there's for a whole 32 fluid ounces, there's 16 grams of sugar. And
which is not a lot, because you're not drinking 32 ounces at once. You're going to be drinking 6 or 8, even if that.
Yeah, and you're kind of, along with your popsicles here, your ice cream bars, you're kind of getting me thinking of some sort of chocolate walnut milk bar. Mm. I don't know. I'm going to have to try and figure it out. But yeah.
Sounds
and
good.
And the brand here is Elmhurst. That's the walnut milk brand, and you know, they have the milked almonds, and they have milked hazelnuts. Yeah,
awesome. And you know, what I'm seeing here in the overarching theme with all of our different desserts that we're enjoying and promoting to you is that they are low in sugar. That's the biggest problem and challenge with most desserts and sweets out there, is that they're very high in sugar. And we know that sugar is not good for us for so many reasons, and that's a whole nother podcast. I won't get into too much of that right now, but just know that high sugar content in any food is not good for you. My last and final, and one of my favorite that I found at Whole Foods, is the original paleo cookie sandwich made by the Coconut Girls, and they're a local LA brand. So if you're elsewhere outside of LA, it might be a challenge to get them, but I'm going to share with you what they are. They're dairy-free, gluten-free, soy-free, grain-free, and naturally sweetened. Their ingredients are very simple. They're almond butter, coconut milk, honey, dates, maple syrup, walnut pieces, eggs, cacao nibs, cinnamon, baking soda, cream of tartar, vanilla extract, and kosher salt. Basically, these are cookie sandwiches that are delicious. I love cookie sandwiches. I have gone to many places and have driven far and have tried to find the best cookie sandwiches in Los Angeles. And I believe these are by far the best
100%.
Tasting, but also good for you, because they don't give you that after you eat them. You enjoy them. And you feel good after them, you feel satiated, you feel energy, and you don't have the crash that most other cookie bar sandwiches do.
Yeah, when I was in LA this past 2 months ago, I was having them 3 a day.
Yeah, you're a little excessive.
I really am. I have an addictive personality. Thank God I'm not on drugs, but if I started, I'd probably be addicted.
Yeah, well, there are good addictions, and this is a good one.
Yeah.
At least they're healthier, and that's a great segue into this, you know, because so many people out there are addicted to sugar, and this podcast is about being healthy and fit. And we can curb our enthusiasm and needs physically and emotionally towards food with good foods. And these the desserts that we provided for you here today, the solutions to be healthy and fit, are great solutions for you to alternate between these different desserts and feel good about doing it and still living life, because that's really what it boils down to. You got to live life. You have to enjoy yourself, and these are great ways to do that. Jordan, do you have any final words, any suggestions or advice that you'd like to offer our listeners?
Just one thing I wanted to hit on. The bulletproof bars aren't, you know, if you don't have a Whole Foods around you, they're not the easiest things to find, especially not in LA. In Florida, it's a little different. Go to bulletproof.com and order them right there. You know, Austin, our friend's son, you know, he's fallen in love with these bulletproof bars, and you know, there's nowhere for him to get them around here. So I told him, hey, tell your parents bulletproof.com, and you know, get a pack of 12 sent to you. Yeah,
absolutely. And I shared last night with his father, Roger, my best friend, the Breyers ice cream, and he was like, wow, what is this? This is great. And I said, it's Breyers ice cream's recent make on the low calorie and low sugar ice cream that's available in your local grocery store. He's like, wow, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. So you really just have to be aware and you have to be educated. And that was the purpose of this podcast, is to make you aware and educated.
One last thing. I wanted to finish it with this. If you're not feeling satisfied after, you know, your dessert, throw down 12 to 16 ounces of water and you'll feel full. I love, you know, water is a great end to the dessert, and, you know, to curb your cravings. Yeah. Water is awesome.
Great. Thank you everybody for listening, and enjoy your sweet tooth, because your sweet tooth will satisfy you in ways that you know will be healthy and fit.
There you have it, my friends. This has been another episode of the Growth Mindset University podcast. And if you enjoyed this one today, make sure you subscribe if you have not already, wherever you're listening to this podcast, and make sure to leave an honest review as well. When you leave a review, we grow. We spread this message of growth even further. Now, if you're ready to really take your life to the next level, then you can go ahead and get my book, Growth Mindset University, which is available on Amazon. And by getting this book, you're not just supporting me and this channel, but you're also getting a book that's going to lay out the rules and principles for you to creatively and effectively design your life full of joy and fulfillment. Whatever that looks like to you, it's going to be a life filled with purpose. All right, now thank you for listening today. I love you all so very much. And until next time, my friends, make every day count, live to learn, and grow to give.